This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I don't know if you are fully aware of what's happening in Venezuela. You may have seen news reports about the economic collapse that's happened here or there, or the mass starvation that's kicking in. But the legacy media, the corporate-run media, really refuses to report on the true story of what's happening in Venezuela, because Venezuela is a failed socialist state. It's socialism that's on display there, and the media, most left-wing media journalists, are socialists or communists, and they don't want to write anything about socialism not working, so they tend to not support any stories about Venezuela. But you need to know what's actually happening. First of all, remember that Venezuela is a massive oil producer, or used to be. I mean, they've got oil in the ground. They have, they're one of the largest oil producers in the Western Hemisphere, come to think of it. I mean, the United States is huge in producing oil these days, but Venezuela was right up there. And you might wonder, if you can get free money out of the ground, and the government controls it and runs it and profits from it, how can you go broke as a nation? I mean, literally, you just drill holes in the ground and just free money pours out of the ground. How on earth can you end up where half your people are starving to death and people are eating zoo animals and eating neighbors' dogs and cats just to avoid mass starvation? How on earth has that happened? And the answer is big government, bad government, corrupt government. You're talking about deep, deep corruption at every level of government, where everybody was committing fraud, everybody had to be paid off. The free market was not allowed to work. It was a top-down economic system, centrally controlled from, i.e., Washington, you know, the equivalent of Washington, where everybody is told what to do. And the government's all powerful. The people are disarmed. There's no Second Amendment in Venezuela. The people don't even have the right to speak. Any anti-government media voices are, well, assassinated, executed. Totally shut down. There's no free speech. There's no First Amendment. There's no Second Amendment. There's nothing resembling liberty. This is a country of people who are well-educated and who are very, very intelligent, by the way. I don't want you to think about Venezuela as being some kind of, like a backwoods, dirtbag, corrupt, collapsed country of incredibly stupid people. It's nothing like that. The people of Venezuela are very well educated. In fact, much better educated than the average person in the United States, come to think of it. The individuals of Venezuela are very intelligent. They have advanced degrees. They are engineers. They are company executives. They are scientists and doctors, researchers, many, many things requiring very high intelligence. The collapse of Venezuela has nothing to do with any lack of intelligence on the part of the Venezuelan people. It has everything to do with the corrupt, broken, failed system of socialist government that has brought Venezuela to its knees. That's crucial to understand. It's so bad there right now that many skilled people, those engineers that I mentioned, the doctors, the attorneys, and so on, the producers, the business entrepreneurs, they've all fled the country. Or at least they're in the process of it. They're fleeing the country because you're starving to death there. And there was a nurse, I believe, who just collected a 5-year pension payout. I think it was or a severance pay payout or something. 5 years of payout from the government. And because inflation is so insane, I think it's like 40%. What is it? 40% a month? Or is it like 40% a day? I think it's a day. I'm going to have to check my notes on that, but it might be 40% a day. This 5-year payout that this nurse got, if I'm remembering the story correctly, was able to buy a cup of coffee. Not to buy a house, not to buy a car, not to pay for the college education of a child. No, to buy a cup of coffee. That's what 5 years of severance pay gets you in Venezuela. Because inflation is out of control. It's massive hyperinflation. The government has initiated price controls, food supply controls, monetary controls, currency controls. They've criminalized people for making bread and selling bread. I mean, it's out of control. It's a total collapsing socialist police state. That's what Venezuela is today. It's so bad that their money system has collapsed. You can't get cash out of the bank. The ATMs have limits, and the daily limit of the ATM is so little money that you can't even buy a cup of coffee with it. It's a joke. Even if you had cash, it's worth almost nothing. And then if you try to pay through electronic means, then that gets wildly discounted because of the settlement time. By the time the merchant gets paid for the transaction, they might lose 50% of the sale anyway or more. And so they have to charge you, you know, a 200% markup on the normal price if you pay by a debit card or a credit card or something like that. The money system is collapsing rapidly. Starvation is rampant. The food supply has collapsed. The government is collapsing. It's about to become mass chaos. I mean, by any reasonable standard, it's already there. The gangs run everything. The gangs control the electricity. The gangs control the petroleum. The gangs, you know, government is just one gang among many gangs now that's running Venezuela. The gangs control the supply of water, of food, of cattle, of farm produce. Cabbages off the farms are controlled by gangs. I mean, it's so bad that everything is breaking down into gang warfare, open fighting in the streets, and yet the citizens have no Second Amendment rights, so they can't defend themselves, of course. And so citizens are at the mercy of these lawless gangs because the government has utterly failed. The government has nothing to offer society there. And this, it's crucial to understand that this can happen in America. That's my last point in this particular podcast. And by the way, you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or counterthink.com. And this can happen in America because the rule of law is now collapsing in America. Thanks to the insane abuse of power by left-wing lunatics like Robert Mueller and James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Peter Strzok, all these people, Andrew McCabe, they have sought to sacrifice every institution in America in order to destroy Trump. And in doing so, they're bringing down any last remaining faith in the sanctity of government or the rule of law or the justice system. Who in America now is remaining who believes that justice is blind, you know, that justice is equal? Nobody. Because Hillary Clinton gets away with all her crimes and gets exonerated by the FBI, while Robert Mueller weaponizes the government to conduct 3 a.m. armed raids against people like Paul Manafort or Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney. So attorney-client privilege is blown to smithereens, and yet Hillary Clinton can say anytime she wants that her people have attorney-client privilege, or James Comey can do that as well. Remember Cheryl Mills with Hillary? It's unreal. Hillary never has to testify under oath. Hillary can alter her statements after the fact, and the FBI can decide that she didn't mean to do anything, so no one's going to prosecute. It's unreal. This is the kind of crap that happens in places like Venezuela. The left is turning America into a third world nation. A collapsed third world nation is in the future of America if this doesn't get turned around. It is so bad. It is so destructive. But the Democrats are desperate. The swamp is desperate. They are willing to sacrifice this country, if that's what it takes, to discredit Trump, throw him out of office, and maintain control over the system. That's all this is about. Government monopolies at any price, no matter what it takes, no matter what they have to destroy. And they will put us on a path like Venezuela if you're not careful, if we're not careful. We got to defeat the swamp. We got to lock these people up. People like Robert Mueller need to be behind bars, indicted, sent to prison for life, because they are traitors. They are criminal traitors of America, and we cannot tolerate this if we want our country to continue to survive. We may go the way of Venezuela. Mass starvation, monetary collapse, political collapse, total chaos in the streets, gang warfare everywhere. I mean, that's practically what it is in Chicago and Detroit right now. So hold on to your hat, folks. There's more yet to come. Thank you for listening. Check out my website, newstarget.com. or counterthink.com for more video blogs on topics like this and many others. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.